The 2013 Borders of Diversity Student Conference is a one-day free conference. It's presented by both PCC's Cross-Cultural Center and English Division, and it's all about not only valuing who we are and our environment, but what we learn from our heritage, individually and collectively. And right now, award-winning solo performance artist Dan Kwong is going to be performing a special show for them. Dan's the author of the book From Inner Worlds to Outer Space. He's also a writer, teacher, playwright, and visual artist. And in his work, he explores the experiences he has had as an Asian American who has an unusual cultural heritage. Dan's mom was Japanese and his father, Chinese. Dan, how did you first decide to start telling your story through multimedia performances?
Well, originally I was a visual artist in art school, and I had been exposed to performance art when I was in Chicago. And an artist from New York named Ilona Granite came to visit my school, and she was the first performance artist I saw who worked with autobiographical material. And when I saw her work, something clicked inside of me that said, ah, I want to do that. Because I was always interested in finding ways that life and art could very fully and literally intersect with each other. So that was sort of how the seed got planted in my mind. And then fast forward, I don't know, 12 years later, I would move back to Southern California, and Highways Performance Space in Santa Monica was just being created. And they were very interested in multicultural work. This was May of 1989. And I met Tim Miller and Linda Fry Burnham, the founders, and we really hit it off. I helped build Highways, as it turned out, and they gave me my first performing opportunities.
Tell me about the experience of putting that first performance together, would you?
My very first piece was called Secrets of the Samurai Center Fielder, and I had made a decision that I wanted to make a performance, and so I took one of the great passions of my life, which is baseball, and combined it with what I had been discovering about myself at the time recently, which was the impact of racism on my life. And so I just started to write down every story and every memory I had about baseball and racial cultural identity, and kind of mixed in stories from my family history as well as from American history.
And what a story you tell in that one too. Would you tell me about your own experience with racism and its impact on you?
Well, I think the way that I dealt with racism as a young person, the best way I could figure out how to deal with it was, I'm going to just pretend it doesn't exist because it's too infuriating, it's too scary, it's too upsetting, and I didn't know what to do with all those feelings. So I would just kind of pretend that it didn't exist. I unconsciously identified as white as a young person, and, you know, I would look in the mirror every now and then and be shocked, like, oh, right, that's what I look like. And also, I grew up in a time, you know, the 50s and 60s, when, you know, pop culture in the United States was, you know, overwhelmingly a white phenomena. You did not see yourself reflected in television, in films, in print advertising, etc. So I would say that was the most damaging effect racism had on me, was the way that I internalized it and basically forgot who I was.
And in The Secrets of the Samurai Center Fielder, you kind of explore that. Tell me a little bit about what goes on in that particular performance.
Well, boy, that's a long time ago. That's 24 years ago. That piece, you know, again, it was my first piece. And so dealing with very, very basic issues of specifically of cultural identity. And as a mixed-heritage Chinese-Japanese-American, another odd piece of fallout from that was that, you know, I wasn't really accepted by either culture. I wasn't fully accepted by the Japanese-American kids or the Chinese-American kids, which further led to me wanting, well, okay, I'll go hang out with the white kids. So in this piece, you know, I go through this whole thing of my obsession with baseball. And, you know, my hero was an African-American center fielder named Willie Davis. And all these ways in which my self-identity was completely distorted and skewed by racism, and how, you know, going through a process of sort of reclaiming who I am and actually finding things to be proud of in my cultural heritage.
Of what are you most proud, and what have you most discovered that's important to you about yourself through your performances?
Well, I would say one of the most basic things that I'm proud of and I've discovered is through telling my stories, I feel like I have come to a place of self-acceptance, that I can tell you all kinds of very unflattering stories about myself. And it's simply a sense of, well, this is what happened. You know, this is what happened. This is what happened to my mind. This is what I experienced. And this is what I felt. And without any sense of judgment on myself. And so that has been a very, very important and crucial discovery from doing this kind of work. And also that through telling very specific stories, one can actually find something that is universal. And that is dependent on how deep you are willing to go within your own personal story. That if you go deep enough, you will hit something that is fundamentally human and that anyone can relate to, even though they may have an utterly different cultural background, class background, you know, nationality, etc. So that's kind of part of my philosophical approach to doing this, you know, autobiographical work.